You're listening to the Michigan Business Network. This is Deborah Leventrosser, your hostess for the next 7 minutes of airtime on The Leaning Edge, where we talk about lean principles, what they are, and how they can help organizations specifically in the state of Michigan, but also beyond. And really honored to have with us our next guest, Carl Eberle. Carl is an author, one of the authors of Profit Through Change, What's Next? So we're excited to have you with us, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm happy to be on. Glad to be invited.
Excellent, excellent. So this is an exciting topic. It's a top 100 best-selling Amazon.com book, Profit Through Change. And, you know, this is an interesting topic, Carl, I have to say, because I know that the main message in your book is that change is good for business, but we as humans don't tend not to do well with change. Is that what you found?
Yeah, actually, I found it in two levels, if you will. I find that when I go into an organization, and if you really want to install lean, for example, and you work directly with the employees affected, most employees will not only benefit from it, but they'll come around to the rationale. The problem I see, though, is unless you deal with the issue at the top and make the changes there, you can change all you want on the floor, but it's not going to stick. I mean, I worked extensively at Harley-Davidson and John Deere for almost 40 years, and the best approach that I found was let's fix the top. Whatever that means, sometimes it's strategy, sometimes it's organizational structure changes, and sometimes it's leadership changes to make sure that the right mental set is in place. And then you can implement change at any level pretty rapidly. And that's what I found after I retired and started my own business and found that I went into medium-sized companies. I saw it over and over again, and that's what prompted me and Manny to decide, hey, let's write a book about what we've seen and what we believe will work effectively going forward.
So what will work effectively going forward?
Well, what we find is the easiest is if the top, meaning the CEO, the owner, whoever's in control, if they are not satisfied with what's going on, whether it's profitability, it's turnover, whatever the issues are, if they're not satisfied and recognize that they can do better, well, that's step one. And the next biggest step is them asking for help. Mm-hmm. If we can get past that step, then we have a very good chance of going into an organization and affecting real change.
Which I imagine that second step is probably pretty difficult because, in my experience, CEOs and owners of companies have gotten where they have gotten because of, you know, knowing it all and having all the answers and being the strong leader and knowing the business. But now you're asking them to say, wait a minute, I don't know everything. I do need some help. And can you help me? Isn't that a paradigm shift for a lot of people?
Yes. And normally what helps facilitate that request is they have some issues, right? So either their profitability is way off, they have product quality issues, they have timing issues. There's something driving them to request some outside help. And obviously, they've tried many things, and it's just not functioning. Mm-hmm. So what I've found or we found is that usually they have a good idea what the issue is at the what I call the floor level, mm-hmm. but they're missing the steps in between. And you know, sometimes you're too close to the issue, and
sure.
having an outside objective look, it's usually pretty easy to see where the issues are.
So, in the last minute that we have here together, there are some CEOs or even people who want to coach their CEOs on asking for help. What's a tip or two that you would have for them or piece of advice on how to even start this conversation?
Well, I think the first thing you got to have is a relationship. If you don't have a relationship with the person that you're trying to convince, It's really not easy.
Mm-hmm.
The second best thing I could say is if you can get somebody from the outside to look at it, it may help. And maybe that's calling somebody like Profit Through Change and giving us the facts that we can make the call so you don't have to do it directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have nothing to lose, but
sure.
I understand it's not a simple task. But once that task is completed, the rest of the process goes rather quickly.
All right. So for everyone listening, form that relationship with the boss, the big boss, and all the bosses in between. And and then try to start observing. So the book is called Profit Through Change, What's Next? By Carl Eberle, who we have on the phone with us now, and Manny. And thank you so much, Carl. We appreciate you being with us today. And you are listening to The Leaning Edge on the Michigan Business Network, and we'll be right back.
All right. And thank you.
I'm so afraid someday in love.